Welcome back to Inside Agriculture. I'm News and Farm Director Eric Johnson. As mentioned earlier, North Dakota Governor Doug Burgum and Agriculture Commissioner Doug Gorian hosted a town hall, a packed house town hall in Washburn last night. Unfortunately, Commissioner Gorian had to miss Monday's meeting because of being sick, but he was at the meeting last night and gave his perspective on the drought.
But I wanted to just lay out a little bit of framework where we're at, and I know the governor already talked about the drought disaster livestock water supply program. There's $4.1 million that's been authorized to it to date, and it sounds like the program's actually doing pretty good, and I know if John wants to say a few words about that in a while, he sure can. The hay hotline is up and active in our department, and you can go on there and you can actually go on the interactive map, put your cursor on any given spot where there's something that designates. There's either trucking services, there's feed, there's pasture, there might be some CRP that's open for grazing. Give it a shot. I know we haven't had as many people putting stuff in there because, quite frankly, there isn't a whole lot out there. And it's clear across the state. This somewhat mirrors what we went through in 2017. 2017 had a great deal of Montana, part of South Dakota. We seem to have hit and miss in some of those spots, but certainly going over into Minnesota. The other thing that's, I know, continues to come up, and I've been getting calls since probably back in late February and March, and it's been, what are we going to do about this drought? We've had an open winter. It's been good for feeding, but what happens if we have a drought? Well, for most of our grain producers, those that called, they pretty much know what that answer is. You have a few tools that you get to use to mitigate your risk in agriculture. And when it comes to farming, you got crop insurance. When it comes to our livestock producers, they don't have a whole lot. Livestock need feed and water. And this year, doesn't seem we have a whole lot of that. And I know there's a need for wanting to get out and graze CRP. But the problem is, in your area, there probably is very little CRP. And if there is any, it's probably pretty short. And I don't know if any of the FSA people are here, but check with your FSA office. You need to write them, petition them. If you have some CRP, and then they're going to look at your practices. They're going to look at the CRP contract, which is another problem that comes up also. There's well over 70, it might even be close to 90 different types of CRP contracts. Some you cannot graze. When that person enrolled it, they could get more money. There was an incentive if you did a CP23, for example, or certain other CRP contracts that actually locked that land up and didn't allow it to be grazed. Now, in 2017, Secretary Perdue at that time overrode some of that. He got in a bit of trouble for it, and I'm not sure where it's at nowadays, if you could even go back and try to do something like that.
Governor Burgum and Ag Commissioner Gorian will have two more of these town hall meetings in North Dakota today. One at Rugby at 10 a.m. this morning at the Coffee Cottage Cafe. The other at Medora later this afternoon at 3 p.m. Central Time at the Medora Community Center. This is Inside Agriculture.